Hello, this is Natasha, and here are some very traditional English nursery rhymes. I expect you might have heard some of them before, maybe at school, but they are always really nice to hear again. They're also good for practicing clear speaking, like our tongue twisters. Most of them are really short. The first rhyme is about a little insect that will bring you luck. Next time a ladybird lands on your hands, chant this rhyme as fast as you can and make a wish. Ladybird, ladybird, fly away home. Your house is on fire, your children all roam. Except little Nan, who sits in her pan, weaving her laces as fast as she can. And remember, it's supposed to be really bad luck to kill a ladybird, so make sure you never do that. The next rhyme is also about a small creature, but this one is a creepy crawly. Little Miss Muffet sat on a tuffet, eating her curds and whey. Along came a spider and sat down beside her and frightened Miss Muffet away. Ugh! Poor little Miss Muffet. Spiders can be really creepy. You'll be pleased to hear. The next rhyme is a little more happy. Mary, Mary, quite contrary, how does your garden grow? With silver bells and cockle shells and pretty maids all in a row. Yes, that one was very pretty. And this next verse, well, you might find it quite crazy. Hey diddle diddle, the cat and the fiddle, the cow jumped over the moon. The little dog laughed to see such sport, and the dish ran away with the spoon. And wouldn't it be wonderful to see a cow actually jump over the moon? Maybe you'll see one when you look up to the sky tonight. Here's hoping. And this rhyme is about a slightly naughty boy. Georgie Porgy, pudding and pie, kissed the girls and made them cry. When the boys came out to play, Georgie Porgy ran away. And here's a verse with another naughty boy called Tom. The grammar isn't exact, as you will hear. And it's quite fast. Tom, Tom, the piper's son, stole a pig and away he run. The pig was eat and the boy was beat, and Tom went roaring down the street. And now here's a rhyme with a good piece of advice. A wise old owl lived in an oak. The more he saw, the less he spoke. The less he spoke, the more he saw. Why can't we be like that wise old bird? And those were a few short rhymes. And they have a very strong sense of traditional Englishness about them. I'd like to leave you with a longer rhyme. There are different versions of it, but this one is the earliest version known. There's also a game that goes with it. Two people stand facing each other and hold up their arms to make the shape of an arch. Everyone passes through the arch in turn, and when the rhyme ends, the arch comes down and catches whoever is underneath just at that moment. London Bridge is broken down. Dance over my Lady Lee. London Bridge is broken down with a gay lady. How shall we build it up again? Dance over my Lady Lee, London Bridge is broken down with a gay lady. Build it up with gravel and stone. Dance over my Lady Lee, London Bridge is broken down with a gay lady. Gravel and stone will wash away. Dance over my Lady Lee, London Bridge is broken down with a gay lady. Build it up with iron and steel. Dance over my Lady Lee, London Bridge is broken down with a gay lady. Iron and steel will bend and bow. Dance over my Lady Lee, London Bridge is broken down with a gay lady. Silver and gold will be stolen away. Dance over my Lady Lee, London Bridge is broken down with a gay lady. Then we'll set a man to watch. Dance over my Lady Lee. Then we'll set a man to watch. Dance over my Lady Lee. Build it up with silver and gold. Dance over my Lady Lee. Silver and gold will be stolen away. Dance over my Lady Lee. London Bridge is broken down with a gay lady. Then we'll set a man to watch. Dance over my Lady Lee. Then we'll set a man to watch with a gay lady. And that was London Bridge is Broken Down. You might like to practice the game or dance and sing along with it. And remember, you can leave a comment on storynori.com. And if we get enough responses, we'd like to do more rhymes. For now, from me, Natasha, bye-bye!